This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, people are totally freaking out now in the natural health community. I can't tell you how many people have called me or texted me or reached me through email or other means telling me they can't believe that my prediction came true, that the tech giants are now systematically purging all channels and all information that promotes health, nutrition, anti-cancer information, or anything of the kind. Anything like that is now being targeted for a banning, censorship, and complete removal from the tech platforms. You are not allowed to talk about natural cures. You're not allowed to say that diabetes can be reversed or prevented with food. You're not allowed to say that there are anti-cancer molecules found in fruits and vegetables, not even in garlic or ginger or turmeric. This is all happening right now. Facebook just announced that they are censoring all news feed information that contains what they call, quote, sensational health claims. Well, what's a sensational health claim? Well, according to Facebook, a sensational health claim is anything that claims nutrition works. So if you say that there are anti-cancer foods that exist, that you can buy them at the grocery store, then that's a sensational health claim. You're not allowed to say that. Only drugs, medication, chemotherapy, only those things will be allowed to be described as being medicinal. I know, it's insane, but this is exactly what's coming. I mean, what am I saying? It's coming. It's already here. This is already happening now. And Google, of course, is purging all this information about anything that opposes GMOs, or if you're a skeptic about vaccines, if you talk about the problems with chemotherapy or 5G networks or fluoride or anything, you are being banned right now. Total ban. That happened to everybody. Chris Beat Cancer, Mercola, everybody. Green Med Info, you name it. You're getting banned by Vimeo and MailChimp as well. They're banning everybody that's talking about natural health. So the internet gatekeepers have transformed the internet into an anti-knowledge hub. So no longer is anyone allowed to find knowledge. You're not allowed to find knowledge about herbs, homeopathy, essential oils, nutrition, natural health, nothing. Vitamin D, it's all going to be banned. I mean, it's in the process of being banned now. You're only going to be allowed to find information that promotes vaccines, pharmaceuticals, medications, you know the drill, fluoride, everything. It's all about pushing poison. And here's the point of this podcast. This pushing of the poison is the prelude to something much bigger. It's about the mass depopulation of the human race. This is about mass genocide. And the opening salvo has already been unleashed, which is locking down all information and knowledge so that only the poisons can be pushed. The poison propaganda is the only thing that's allowed to be out there. So anybody searching for a health condition, even something that can easily be treated with nutrition or herbs, is only going to see medications. This is a prelude to the mass depopulation and genocide of the human race. Now, I have a website on that. It's called depopulation.news. And I encourage you to go check out that website because, of course, it contains a lot of very valuable information, insight, analysis about the depopulation agenda that has been activated. And depopulation is something that the globalists have long talked about wanting to pursue. Everybody from Bill Gates to, you know, Ted Turner, the founder of CNN, and many others have been out there saying, too many people, and they want to kill 90% of the population. This is what they call for. This is what they say will bring the planet back into balance, in their view. So they are demanding eliminating 90% of the population. Well, in order to do that, they have to first eliminate freedom of speech, and then they also have to take away the Second Amendment. So they've got to take away the guns from the masses, because think back to World War II. If the Jews had firearms, then the Germans would have had a much more difficult time rounding them up and sending them to ovens and concentration camps and gas chambers and so on, right? So they don't want humanity to be armed. This is why all the globalists are pushing for gun control like never before. It's a massive push for gun control. And as this is happening, it's also about pushing mass poison to make sure the population is dumbed down, to make sure immune function is compromised, to make sure that fertility is nullified for future generations. This is a kill switch for humanity. And if you don't yet understand that that's happening, surely, surely you can realize that I've been right again and again and again on these predictions, and especially these predictions that many people have said previously couldn't possibly be happening. Like, how many people said, oh, Google won't ever censor organic food information. Google won't ever censor herbs and natural medicine. Well, guess what? They're doing it now. And I told you they'd do that. I warned the world about that. And yeah, a lot of people in the natural health industry, they laughed at it. They mocked my articles. And guess what? They're banned now. So guess what? Join the club. We're all banned now. And you didn't believe it. You didn't stand up. You didn't speak out. You didn't defend my right to speak. So guess what? Now you don't have a right to speak either. I've been right about so many things like this, predicting what's coming. And honestly, it's not about predictions. It's about my sources. I've got sources that are telling me what's coming. People, high-level individuals in the tech industry that just flat out tell me, oh, guess what? Here's what's coming next. That's how I was able to publish a story recently that said Google Chrome is going to start blocking natural health websites at the browser level. This has been told to me by a source, high-level, probably inside Google. I don't know where this person works exactly, but they've been telling me a lot about Google. So the Chrome browser is going to say, you're not allowed to visit Natural News, because Natural News will be like a warning and it'll say, oh, this is a malicious, dangerous website. It's got dangerous information like how to prevent cancer, how to eat healthy, you know, superfoods, nutrition. Oh, it's going to be considered malicious information. That's what we're now facing. That's what Google is pushing. But I'm here to tell you, that's not the end of this. This is not about censorship. Censorship is just a means to an end. And their end goal is the annihilation of humankind. This is what I'm trying to get people to understand. This is about eliminating humanity. This is about the depopulation of the planet. Now, I'm going to be speaking at an upcoming conference in Branson, Missouri. The conference is called True Legends. It's put on by Gen6. That's GENSIX.com, like Genesis 6 from Scripture. And there, I'll be presenting an hypothesis that talks about the kill switch that's being deployed against humanity and the terraforming of the planet that's preparing planet Earth for what I call a post-human era. Our atmosphere is being poisoned and altered. Our ecosystem is being destroyed and radically changed. Humanity is being mass poisoned and set up for mass killing, annihilation. And this is all being done for a specific purpose, to prepare the planet for, well, a future without humans, basically, is what it's all about. And that's really what's coming. So, when you look at censorship today, don't think that, oh, this is just about censorship. They just want to promote big pharma, even though, yes, they do want to promote big pharma. There's much more to this than that. They are creating the conditions to annihilate humankind. This is mass genocide that they're planning. This is, wow, this is the biggest event in human history, at least the history that we know, you know, since the resurrection of Christ, I suppose. This is the biggest event, and it will involve, almost certainly, a biological weapon system, an engineered bioweapon, obviously genetically engineered, to target humanity, which will be released in multiple locations at once. It will be a weapon that may work in concert as a binary weapon system, combining with a viral fragment that is inserted into the vaccines. So vaccines have been weaponized. Vaccines are a kill switch. This has been known for a long time. This has been engineered. For example, the CDC used to admit before 2013, when they scrubbed this from their website, but before 2013, you could go to cdc.gov and you could read about how they discovered there were 98 million Americans accidentally injected with cancer viruses in the polio vaccine. Cancer virus was known as SV40, simian virus. And this was openly admitted by the CDC. Well, when the independent media started to cover this and started to actually talk about this and say, hey, the CDC admits that 98 million Americans have been exposed to a virus that causes cancer, and this gave rise to the cancer industry and the incredible profits of the cancer industry. When that happened, the CDC pulled that off their website. We saved some of that information, by the way, so we still have it at naturalnews.com. But you see, history is being rewritten. This is classic Ministry of Truth, Orwellian alteration of history to fit the current agenda. And this is happening across all institutional websites involving medicine, health, science, vaccines, epidemiology, virology, everything else you can think of. They are altering history and they're pushing out propaganda to make sure that nobody will know what's really happening when the outbreak begins. In fact, they're training people to go rush out and get injected with the new vaccine. And the vaccine will contain the live virus. The vaccine will be the bioengineered weapon delivery system. So when the pandemic begins, there will be mass panic by the media, just like they did with the measles scare in Disneyland, you know, total theatrical staged panic. They'll act like it's the end of the world. And they'll say everybody has to go get vaccinated. If you go get vaccinated, you will be injected with half of the binary weapon, or perhaps the live virus itself. You will then spread the disease, which will be engineered to have a very long incubation period with no symptoms. So there will be a very large number of so-called symptomless carriers who will spread the disease to others. And then after the long incubation period, the disease will become full-blown in that individual, in the host, and it will then kill the host. Now, the kill rate of this may only be, it'll probably be less than 30%. But the thing is, you got to understand, they don't need a kill rate of 98% to kill 98% of humankind. A low kill rate combined with a high percentage of symptomless carriers and high rates of transmission is what actually results in the highest number of total deaths, which is what they are trying to achieve. And with even a 30% kill rate across the world, that's almost a couple of billion people, you're going to get economic collapse, economic strife, geopolitical strife, civil unrest, a food supply collapse, and you're going to get after effects of the pandemic that will lead to mass starvation, economic collapse, you know, war, civil war, international war, and other things that will kill off the vast majority of the rest of the population. So this is crucial to understand. You can survive the bioengineered virus, and you can still die from starvation and social chaos. This is why you need to be prepared for all manner of things. You need to be prepared to protect yourself against the weaponized viral strain, which means definitely do not go sign up and get vaccinated, because that's basically a kill shot. You need to understand how to boost your immune system and protect your immune system. You need to understand the lies and propaganda of the vaccine industry and how the mainstream media constantly lies about everything. You need to understand the censorship of the tech giants. And you need to be prepared against social unrest, food supply shortages, and many other things. So you've got to have all the bases covered. You know, I publish a website called survival.news. You might want to check it out. It's really good. We publish stories there every day. Survival.news tells you how to survive, and it covers everything from self-defense to food survival, emergency medicine, lots of things. I mean, you need to be ready to survive every every angle of this because it's going to get really dicey. And it's all by design. This is what they want. Because the goal is to eliminate humankind at this point. And that's not that difficult for them to do. When I say them, I mean the globalists and whoever else is influencing the globalists. It's not a difficult thing for them to achieve because, number one, humanity is mostly filled with sheeple now who are obedient, will do whatever they're told. And secondly, most people have suppressed immune systems. And thirdly, most people live in cities, high density populations. People will go line up to get vaccinated with anything. They don't even ask what's in it. So you can literally, if you're a globalist, you can order humanity to just line up and be injected with a deadly pandemic viral strain that will kill most people. And the average person will line up and say, oh, please give me the shot. That's how easy they are to kill. So that's all going to be exploited here. This is what I'm trying to help you understand what's coming. Because you, in order to survive all this, you're going to have to resist the false information, resist the fake news. You're going to have to resist, you know, the vaccine mandates. You're going to have to resist the actual infection itself. There's so many levels at which you're going to have to operate. But if you can make it through all that, you'll be among maybe the 5 or 10% of human survivors. It's going to be a crazy time. And it has already begun. It has begun. That's the thing. The censorship is on. It's happening right now. So it's here. Keep reading my website while you can, naturalnews.com, and check out all my podcasts at brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube, brighteon.com. Check it out. Thanks for listening, and God bless you. Be informed, stay safe, and you just might make it through.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.